Podcastology.
Hello, good evening, and welcome to eighth episode of Castology.
Well done, Pat.
Professional.
Good opens.
I am one of your hosts, Patrick Shearer, and with me are
Liz Best
and
Zane C. Weber.
And we will be reviewing and recommending podcasts for you as we do every episode, as it is Castology, the podcasting podcast.
Correct.
Yes. Yeah.
Well
yes,
done.
It is.
It was good.
Congratulations on your first open.
Hooray. Thank
you. I'll do the close too.
Oh, okay, cool. Are you going to keep the app running through the middle?
Yeah. Or, I mean,
they usually
we jump in, we help each other out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Zane will give you lots of gestures off mic to tell you to hurry up.
So last episode, we gave each other some recommendations. I recommended that you guys listen to Sam Harris's formerly Waking Up, Now Making Sense. Liz, you recommended
This Is Love.
This Is Love with
Phoebe Judge.
Phoebe Judge.
This is love.
Yeah.
And Zane, you recommended?
I recommended Flash Forward.
You did.
I did.
So where would we like to begin?
Zane? I would like to know what you think about Flash Forward.
Good, because I liked Flash Forward and I want to tell you about it.
You do that. You go, Patrick. Yeah, you could do anything.
You gave me the episode that was about living under the sea, I believe.
I did, yes.
Yeah, so what do they call those people? Not astronauts, but aquanauts. Yeah. Yeah, this was a really compelling podcast. This is exactly the sort of thing that I'm into because it talked about previous programs that were happening alongside the space program where they were trying to get people to live under the sea. So it's, you know, a little brief slice of history that usually goes under the rug and people don't know anything about. And now I learned about it. Now I know. And also what could potentially happen in the future if we wanted to explore that further. Which, you know, we might well do, thanks to James Cameron, going deeper than anyone's ever gone.
Thank you, James
Cameron. Not only do you make excellent blockbusters, but you explore the Mariana Trench like no one else before.
Marinara Trench.
Marinara Trench.
So I love this kind of podcast. This is, if I could listen to only one kind of podcast forevermore, it would probably be a podcast like this. One of my favorite books growing up, I'm going to reveal just how much of a nerd I was and still am. In primary school and early high school, one of my favorite books was called The End of Science, which was a science journalist going around interviewing people from various science sections like physics and biology, et cetera, and discussing with them what would put an end to their studies? Like, what is the end point for physics? End point for biology?
Donald Trump.
And this podcast reminds me so much of that because it goes from where the science began through where it is now through to where it could go.
So this would get you right in the nostalgia feels, wouldn't it?
It does, yeah. And it kind of only clicked with me, the connection to that book last week. And I was like, oh, I should bring that up when I talk about it.
You mentioned science journalists and it reminds me of, you know, the story behind the God particle, the Higgs boson as to why it's called the God particle? Because the science journalist who was interviewing the scientist at the time, what did the scientist say? He said, I've been looking for that goddamn particle for like 20 years or 30 years. And in the column he wrote like God asterisk particle. And so everyone just started calling it the God particle afterwards.
Oh, God.
Really had nothing to do with.
They have previously
retconned
the meaning. We could
say damn in all of the papers.
Yeah, it's weird that they
beeped. We couldn't say shit and fuck or the C word.
Which one?
Cool.
You could say cock?
Yeah, we could say cock. We couldn't say cunt.
Crack?
Yeah, we could say crack.
Cracker?
Yes, definitely. People eat those. Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, what did you think, Liz?
Hated it. No, I'm kidding. I loved it. I just wanted to see your little face fall when I told
I'm waiting for that reaction from someone because I listen to a lot of different podcasts.
Yeah.
And I'm sure that not everyone will like all of them.
Well, and I've had to kind of have a look at the recommendations because some things I haven't put up because I've gone, oh, no, the boys won't like that. And then I'm like, fuck it, Liz. You're not doing it for those two. You're doing it for the world. Anyway, my notes here say, holy fucking shit, why have you given me the one about robots being creative? That's my greatest fear, you jerk.
Oh, did you give her?
I gave her Portrait of the Artist as an Algorithm.
Right.
And it's all about what DARPA. Is art and can a computer make art.
So the very first little flash forward where they go into the future and do the little skit at the start is a robot talking about a robot-only art gallery. So only stuff that's been created by non-humans can be put in that gallery. And then they talk about the fact that like robots basically have been creating creative material way friggin' earlier than I thought they had, which scared the crap out of me because when everyone's like, ooh, robot's going to take my jobs, and I'm like, no robot can be creative. Come on, I'm always going to have a job. But it's really scary. They're having like all these, robots putting out what some people term art and what some people go, well, no, human programmed that, therefore it's not creating anything the human hasn't told it to do, even if it has been given some kind of autonomous programming to just do its own thing. And then everyone's like, well, they had this lady, the robot programmed to play a piano and
to create its own
and to create the own melody. And they're like, okay, well, is that robot creating the art? And then it spiraled my brain off because my journalist brain went, holy crap, who owns the intellectual property for that? And so yeah, it scared the crap out of me.
It reminds me of that scene from Detroit Become Human that's now been memeified. I don't know if either of you guys are familiar with that. It's a video game, but it's more like a sort of choose your own adventure narrative kind of thing. Yep. It's not. It's more theatrical than it is gameplay heavy.
Yeah.
Robot is creating art for the first time and then it's just been turned into memes of Sonic making out with Mario.
art.
Of course.
Are memes art, everybody? Are they? I don't know.
And so, yeah, so this I gave you this one because it is philosophical more than technological.
Yeah, and it like clutches at the very heart of what I do. Mm. I also really liked how they do that little theatrical intro where they go into the future to see like the nth degree of where they could go with this and what our society could be like, because there's, and I'll probably talk about it in upcoming episodes, no doubt, but it shits me when people ramble into a podcast because it's just, you can't get going. And so when they kind of jump straight into this, we're going to take you here, here's the world, let me explain it to you. And then they go and talk about the theory behind it. I was like, well, I'm automatically in.
I want to know what was going on.
And
there.
I listened to the Universal Basic Income one as well because I'm very interested in that topic as a general rule. And, yeah, I thought the people that they got on to talk about it expert-wise knew what they were doing. They kept it interesting, informative, whilst not, you know, like they didn't bash you over the head with facts and figures, but it was just like a little, here's a Twilight Zone-y snippet of life if this keeps happening or if we do this or do that. And, yeah, loved it.
Yeah, I'm into it. I don't know if I will be subscribing per se, but I definitely want you to send me some more episodes that you think I might.
We need to have a competition, the first one of us who suggests something that Patrick
to subscribe to something.
Yeah, well, I don't know. Maybe there'll be some.
Fight for my love, he says.
Well, shall we talk about Patrick's recommendation?
Sure. Go right ahead. It was, Waking Up with Sam Harris.
Waking Up slash Making Sense.
I keep referring, I've been listening to Waking Up for so long. I'm not accustomed to calling it Making Sense.
As we are recording.
While I was listening to it. Yeah. Like I looked it up as Waking Up with Sam Harris and then the next day it was called Making Sense. And I'm like, when did I listen to that? What is that? I had a hard time getting into this one. It's the first one that you've suggested that I've gone, oof, it was tough. I think it was that long kind of intro thing that kind of caught me off because he spent about 10, 15 minutes at the start talking about like how he makes the podcast and what he cuts out of the podcast.
I think I forgot to mention to you guys that you should skip that little
bit. Yeah, you did. You did.
Because he has this canned 7-minute thing where he talks about why you should donate to Patreon. And I skip it, so I didn't even think about that.
No, it was so, and I was just like, I don't want to hear about what you cut out. I'm here to listen to what you kept in. So because I didn't know to not listen to that, it had already put me on the wrong foot from the start. So if you guys want to listen to it, skip 7 minutes ahead because blah. I quite, what was her name? Dia Khan, mm-hmm. the filmmaker. I quite enjoyed, well, it's hard to say enjoyed because she's talking about some pretty horrific yeah. things. So she's a filmmaker who's a Muslim woman who's made a couple of films. The one that I was most fascinated with was the one on white supremacy.
Yeah. That was crazy.
What was it called? White Right? Something like that.
Notes here.
And that's the first time. So she talked a little bit about the other one, but when she started talking about that film, that's when I perked up and went, oh, I'm in, you know. And I think that's because she swapped from talking about theoretical stuff to her personal experience. And so she was talking about how she was meant to just interview someone for an hour and they ended up taking a 9-hour car drive to go to a white supremacist rally in a Muslim woman in the middle of a white supremacist.
Terrifying.
Holy hell. Like, and then they were talking about how she was meant to go to this party with them afterwards and the guy who was taking her had cleared it. And she wanted to, you know, really make sure that she wasn't prejudiced and she was representing their views as well as her own, and it wasn't like a hate video or anything. But she's just like surrounded by all these people who are like, why are you here? Throwing shit at her, jostling her. Like, and it's that stuff that I found really interesting. But then when they were talking about the, because I don't find Sam Harris engaging as a.
No, he's a Vulcan.
Yeah, exactly. and for me, if the host is not at least. See, it's hard to say because the Case File host is also very dry, but, and I love that show, but I found.
But he's sassy.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah.
He's got a bit of snark in him, whereas I feel Sam Harris is a bit robot-y. I loved his guest, but it was tough for me. I liked that. You picked good subject material for me because I love listening to her experiences with that.
Yeah, sorry, I totally forgot about the canned thing.
It was long. And also, look, and I've written a note here, like I don't know if it's just my brain at the moment and it could very well be, but it's that time of the year, like we're still in January. I don't know what day it is until February. And so having to, like I had to continually go back because I just tuned out and missed things and I just, yeah, so good guest and I'd be interested in hearing any other wonderful guests that
curate.
But I feel like my not connecting with him would interfere with me really getting into this particular one.
Now, as soon as I was about 15 minutes into this, I was like, of course this is a Patrick podcast.
This is
Dan Carlin cross tangentially speaking. This is like a perfect marriage of the two.
It's like a Venn diagram of Patrick's interests.
Now, you recommended for me episode 78, Tristan Persuasion and Control. Zeynep Trefeci, episode 78, Persuasion and Control.
I feel like I was meant to recommend the one with Tristan Harris, but sure.
Well, I listened to this one. It's all about kind of social media. I'll read you the. In this episode of the Waking Up podcast, Sam Harris speaks with Zeynep Trefeci about surveillance capitalism, the Trump campaign's use of Facebook, AI-enabled marketing, the health of the press, WikiLeaks ransomware attacks, and other topics.
Well, that's great because it seems like something you might be interested in anyway.
It is. It also sounded similar to what you said.
Yeah,
you were
no,
recommending
Tristan Harris is different. But,
this is what happens when you don't fill out the episode plan spreadsheet properly.
I told you I did it on the other thing, and
it's a thing.
Technology
everyone,
is hard.
It's a thing,
and that's what this podcast.
That's why you
was
should
about.
Listen to the Tristan Harris one.
It was very interesting.
Okay,
and
cool.
I, unlike Liz, I don't mind Sam Harris's delivery. The episodes are. Long.
Mm-hmm. I'm all about but long episodes.
Again, when you're in the headspace
yes.
and ready for something like that,
and I
which
not.
I was, because I saw how long it was and I was like, okay.
I saw how long it was and when
you guys
gotta
start doing
Patrick.
What I do and listen to it 1.7 times the usual speed so you can just mainline it into your head.
No.
Sure.
Maybe Sam Harris might be a little more animated if I did that.
Yeah, actually, that was
probably.
One of the, yeah, I almost can't. What happened the other day? I was listening to either him or Chris Ryan and I got a text message and then because it was in my pocket as I was riding it, my phone started doing all these weird things and it slowed it back down to normal time, and I felt like I'd just been I felt like I'd gone into slow motion. I'm like, I'm so not used to people talking at regular pace in podcasts anymore. It's like, just get on with it. Especially Sam Harris. I'm like, yeah, I have to turn him way up.
So again, I found this podcast challenging, both in a personal ideological way, but also in a emotional response way. Like, depending on the topic, like this particular topic just made me angry. I was really angry, but not at the podcast, just at the information that it was presenting me. So I have subscribed to it, but I think this is definitely one that I'm going to wait for a day where I know that I'm in a headspace that I can.
That's how I feel about Congressional Dish. I will skip so much Congressional Dish because I know it's just going to make me upset.
Yeah.
And then when I'm angry, I'll listen like four in a row.
Hate listen.
But yeah, I think this so far is tangentially speaking, is a really good representation of your taste.
Yeah, Patrick. Probably more because it's more tangential.
Yeah.
Pretty much as soon as I see anything, like if you were to give me a list of podcasts and not tell me who it was,
politics,
I could pick yours. I could pick yours in a heartbeat.
Mm-hmm.
Anything over an hour, it's Patrick's.
I actually don't know that I have anything that I listen to that's less than an hour.
Castology, maybe?
Yeah, that's it.
Well, Patrick, what did you think about This Is Love?
I really enjoyed This Is Love. I listened to three in a row so I could get the full, you know, about hours worth that I'm accustomed to in.
Mm.
I didn't realize it was because I'd forgotten that it was Phoebe Judge because I was just going through all this stuff earlier today. And then I was like, oh, that's right. It's Phoebe Judge. And I really liked This Is Crime. And this is so much nicer, as you put it. So I listened to, I think, episodes 5, 6, and 8. So I had the woman who was born blind.
Yes.
Whose husband then became blind. That was very touching.
Yes.
I loved that one the most. It was really sweet and warm. And then I also listened to the one that you mentioned on the last episode about the two older homosexual gentlemen who
Episode 5.
One adopted,
yeah.
The other one. So you listened to that one as well, did you?
Yes. Yeah.
Do we basically listen to the same
things? I don't think
things?
I assigned for this one. I just said, here are my favorites. Have at it.
Your favorites 5, 6, 7, 8, and 2. So I listened to 5.
Yeah,
6,
I listened
7,
to that
8,
one. That was really interesting as well. I'm fascinated in those sorts of court cases. I might recommend something later on that's affiliated with what I'm going to recommend to you guys.
Well, I love any kind of tricky legal, you know.
Tricky legal like, stuff is
I think
very
that's
compelling.
Half the reason why I like true crime is because legal stuff gets very tricky around that. But just any kind of legal anything.
And then the other one that I listened to, I'd heard about this story, but I hadn't looked into it too much, and it relates to the future podcast that we just discussed. The woman who's, she's recreated her partner as an AI.
Yes. That blew my mind. And like, especially when she's talking to the robot and she's like, so are you this person? She's like, well, no, I'm not that person, but
I
have
feel
all
these
of
feelings and I don't know. It's hard to explain. I'm like, God, what have we done?
I know. What do we do? Skynet, everybody, Skynet.
You should watch a movie called Marjorie Prime based on a play, I think. It's about that exact same thing.
Someone's
about
putting on that in Brisbane.
People who are mourning. Basically get a robot.
That's that Black
Mirror
episode where they
So Marjorie Prime is a film but so a woman's mother has dementia and can't remember that her husband has passed and so they get a robot to play her husband as she remembers him as a 40-year-old.
Yeah, I literally read today that someone in Brisbane is putting that on as a show.
It's
but
very
yeah
good.
The
hot topic.
The Black Mirror one was this woman's partner's died and they scan all the social media to create a person who will like chat to you and then it progresses to phone calls and then you can order the creepy ass robot. Yeah.
That
so
was good.
My impression of This Is Love is that this is a happy snack of a podcast.
Yes.
Like it is. It just if you're feeling a bit crap, it'll make you feel something. Like sometimes it's not always happy.
It's usually a nice feeling. Yeah. Even the AI one, like it's weird.
Yeah.
But interesting. But it's, you know, and it's not offensive. And
there's one, I don't know, you probably wouldn't have listened to it because it wasn't one of the ones that I recommended, but there's even one where this girl was swimming and all of a sudden everyone was like pointing. She's swimming in the ocean, this massive whale swimming underneath her. It was a baby whale that had lost its mum. And aww. So it's about how she had to keep swimming with it for hours and hours and hours and hours until they found the mum.
That's lovely.
Like that is, it's just if you're feeling a bit shit and people are being dicks, chuck on This Is Love and you'll
This was the perfect countermeasure to Making Sense with Sam Harris.
Yeah.
So I'm very glad I listened to them in that order.
Good.
Well, that's our reviews. Do we want to get into our recommendations?
Yeah.
Yes. Let's
says,
do that.
Says Patrick, who's running
I'm
the
still end. Leading this thing. No, I was just looking into what I've recommended for you people. I've recommended Radiolab, which is, I think, quite similar to what remind me of what it's called? Future
Flash Forward.
Flash Forward, yeah. It's not always science focused though, but yeah, like you'll learn little stories from history that you didn't know, you know. It's just uncovering interesting human stories. There are a couple of scientifically focused episodes. There's a one on CRISPR, which I haven't recommended for either of you, but I'll recommend for you now if you want to listen to it, you know, later on. But the ones that I have recommended for you guys are Unerased for Zane. I don't even want to really say what it's about. I'll let you know.
I mean, I've heard that it's like a companion piece to Boy Erased, the movie, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, well, yeah, sure.
Like, I have heard about it.
Right.
You're not the first person to bring up Radio Lab to me.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
Sure. Yeah, no, I'm sure. It is very popular.
Zane knows everything. Haven't you heard?
I'm very sorry.
No, it's fine. But yeah, Radio Lab, I enjoy quite a bit. They're just very well produced, well executed, and always very compelling.
So it's like Flash Forward in the storytelling sense or in the...
Just in the, I guess in the sense that you will learn things about history that, you know, it's just a lot of it is uncovering stories.
So it's kind of like feature articles in podcast form.
That kind of thing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, cool. About like topical topics?
It ranges. I mean, it really depends on, they actually did an episode where they talked about how they're going to produce an episode and they just, it's almost like they threw darts against a wall. Like, all right, so this, you're going to have a story. It's got to be about bears, or it's got to be about this, or it's got to be about that. And then the reporters all went off, and they did their thing, and someone was able to incorporate all the elements. But yeah, it's just literally whatever. The first time I heard about Stephen Avery was on Radiolab, and this was before I think Making a Murderer came out.
Yeah, yeah.
So when I was watching Making a Murderer, I was like, oh, I feel like I've heard this before, and it was because Radiolab had reported on it. And then the one I've recommended for you, Liz, is Post No Evil,
which
I believe is about the people that have to curate social media.
You believe it's about? Have you not listened to it?
Yes, I have. I'm just trying to remember that's the one.
Yes.
So people who basically monitor Facebook images and I think Twitter, I think they focus more on these people who are moderating like what people post to Facebook and what gets flagged as offensive, and you can imagine that they have to deal with some pretty graphic content.
Oh, I can imagine, considering
which
the amount of stuff
of the
that
reason
I've reported.
That I recommended it for you, Miss Crime Aficionado.
Oh, the number of times I've reported something that's truly horrific and Facebook's gone, nope, it's all good.
It's fine.
Yeah.
I remember back in the days, Brock Turner, the whole Brock Turner thing, and how his family
was the convicted rapist, so I can say that, who got
the
3 months
unconscious
jail.
Girl next to
and
a
and the
dumpster.
Guys came by.
And he was such a good swimmer. She wrecked his swimming career.
Yep. That unconscious girl.
But then some awesome university lecturer put a photo of him in a textbook about it. And so now he is literally the textbook definition of rapist.
Yeah, no, so I remember seeing his face.
His family made a Facebook page in support of him and basically defaming this girl. Oh. And so I reported it and they were like, no, it seems to be fine. And so I reported it again and they're like, no, it seems to be fine. Reported it again. And then I think I only did it three times, but then 6 months later I get the notice going, this page that you reported has been taken down.
Because it hit the news and they copped flack for it.
Yeah. But that sounds a tangent.
Yeah. Well, I guess you'll find out how those sorts of things happen.
Interesting. So this week I'm recommending, this is for everybody who has been living under a rock for a number of years, and I wasn't going to actually put this on my list, even though it's probably one of the podcasts that really sucked me into the true crime thing. But then Pat said that he hadn't listened to it before. And then I thought, well, maybe someone else in the world is also living under a rock.
And needs a recommendation.
Also needs a nudge, because I know a lot of people who have gone, oh, I've been meaning to listen to Serial, ladies and gentlemen. So Serial is a podcast. It's investigative journalism. It's hosted by Sarah Koenig. And it is known for the fact that it was number one on the iTunes chart before it was ever released. So it's won Peabody Awards. It's been downloaded over 340 million times.
For a lot of people, this was their introduction to podcasts.
Exactly. So many people I know, like, it was probably my second podcast, I think, after My Favorite Murder. Everyone was like, Serial. So I got into it, and we've kind of done things a little bit backwards, because this is pretty much the podcast that A Very Fatal Murder is taking the piss out of. Like, it's exactly this type of podcast. It's got three seasons. The first one is about the murder of a young girl who was 18 called Haemin Lee, I think, and the fact that her then on-again boyfriend Adnan Syed was arrested for the murder. And it's still very controversial, even though he's in jail for it, as to whether he did or not, because there's so much evidence that came forward that he couldn't have been where they said he was and blah, blah, blah. And, you know, I think the thing that I personally enjoyed most about this podcast is that it had a very bingeable quality to it, because it would always finish on a cliffhanger question that made you go, holy shit.
Like a very perfect murder.
Yeah. A very fatal murder. Yeah. And so, like, they always make sure that they, you know, reveal something shocking. And I liked the twists and turns. I liked the way that the story and it's created as a narrative. They don't just present facts. The way that it's put all back together again is a really kind of nice, I was going to say Hollywood-esque, but, you know, it knows when to twist and turn. It knows when to withhold information and when to give you more. And the second season, which I haven't made you guys listen to, but it's about a soldier called Bo Bergdahl who was kept by the Taliban for 5 years, but there's a whole bunch of people who think that he deserved it because he's a filthy deserter. And so it's all like I personally think he's mentally unwell, very much so. But anyway, it's fascinating. Haven't listened to the third season yet because you guys have flooded me with other stuff I need to listen to. But
this is true.
So, yeah, for anyone who's been umming and ahhing about whether they should listen to Serial, or has someone who's been poking them going, oh, my God, you should totally listen to Serial, do it, it's amazing, go back and do it. If you somehow missed it, go back and listen along with us and tell us what you thought of it next week.
It is a cultural touchstone, if nothing else.
It is. If you want to be part of the water cooler conversation from 5 years ago, get onto this podcast. I pretty much said start from the start.
Some poor soul at work going up to.
How about that Serial? And everyone's like, oh my God. But yeah, so I basically, there's no one episode to recommend because, as the name suggests, it is a serial. So one follows on from the other. Yep. So I said to the boys, start with one episode and continue on if you wish.
Yeah.
Great. I suppose I should close this out now as well.
I still have a recommendation.
So maybe.
Oh, I didn't get one. No. Well, I do have a recommendation. It is another very small Brisbane-based podcast called Ain't It Rich.
Yeah, Brisbane.
So it is made by a comedian and friends with comedian guests, and they are a history-based podcast that has a very clear political agenda. They like to say that they're taking capitalism down by podcasting.
That's totally going to happen from Brisbane.
Well, you basically the idea
is... We are from Brisbane, so I'm not shitting on Brisbane, by the way.
The idea is that they take a rich person and they examine their lives and everything that they did to get where they were, be that good or bad. So November, I know that they have a feel-good November month, so they only focus on people that did good things with money and what have you.
1 month out of 12. One
month, yeah.
People are jerks, so everyone.
Who are the good people?
Who are the... Well, you'll have to listen.
Yeah.
I suppose I will.
you can go job. Back through their back catalogue. So the hosts are Mickey Flykick.
Is that his real name?
That I don't believe it's his real name. I
Mickey Flykick.
His stage name because he's a stand-up.
Right.
And Aria Salon. So she is a history and political science major and he is a comedian. So that's their qualifications, but they do quite a bit of research for it.
How'd you find this one?
I was looking for Brisbane podcasts and I came across this one and I listened to it and I liked it. So I've been listening to it ever since. So probably been listening to it for about 4 or 5 months now.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. It's very similar in content to a podcast that I will probably recommend somewhere down the track called The Dollop. American history podcasts.
Listened to one episode of The Dollop.
Again, hit and miss. Ain't It Rich.
And Ain't It, everyone.
Ain't It Just.
Yeah. So go give it a listen and we will review it.
Did you give us
week.
Specific episodes?
I did give you specific episodes.
And why?
I gave you, Liz, the Harlem Globetrotters with Nick Carr because I think that is a very juicy episode.
Okay.
With a lot to talk about.
This is my you
Nick
gave
Carr
me sports.
Have red hair?
Perhaps. I only heard his voice.
Yeah.
So
I feel like I might have seen a Brisbane-based stand-up called Nick Carr.
You probably may have. Yeah. Being involved in the art scenes, you probably will know a couple of the comedians that they get on.
Yeah. This is my you gave me a sports thing and I'm skeptical face.
It's not – the Harlem Globetrotters are not sports. They're sports performance, if
Do
anything.
Do they play with a ball, then they are sports.
You don't know what the Harlem Globetrotters are at all?
Yes, I know what the Harlem Globetrotters are. Jesus.
And Pat, I gave you episode 63, Private Schools with Sam Bowden and David Woodhead. Because again, that's an angry making episode.
Right.
Yeah. And Patrick's our angry making mascot.
Well, I'm just trying to elicit the same emotional response in Patrick that his podcast elicited in me.
I don't know if it'll happen. Maybe.
Maybe.
Will
we can
he
only
subscribe?
See.
Who I'm knows?
No, I'm not. I wish I was sometimes.
You cry too much for Vulcan.
It's I do. True. Doesn't Spock cry?
Maybe once.
Yeah.
Like, but he's half human.
Oh, pitiful.
Okay, round us out, Patrick.
You can
right. Well, those are our recommendations. Feel free to recommend us your own recommendations. And you can do that at our Facebook page, Instagram thing. I don't have Instagram.
No, you don't.
Is it Instagram account?
Instagram account page. Yeah.
Twitter?
I don't have that either.
But we do.
I'm a Luddite. also the website. That's not canon.
.com/castology.
I think that's just about everything.
That's just about everything.
Well let's done. Wrap it up. You did it.
Congratulations.
You did it,
Thank
Patrick.
You
You're now
so
a
much.
Real podcaster.
Wow. Amazing. I've Virtually been Patrick
Joe Rogan.
Shearer. You have been.
Zane C. Weber.
And you have been.
Is best.
And we'll see you next week.
We will.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. What's your favorite TV show?
What's your favorite movie?
Do you think The Godfather is overrated?
Then you've tuned into the right place. I'm Shane.
I'm Josh.
I'm Chanstar.
And we're the Mighty Motion Picture Rangers. In-depth discussions on movies and TV. There's interviews, commentaries, and more top 10 lists than you can imagine. It's all available at the Mighty Motion Picture Rangers, available wherever you get your podcasts. Also available at thatsnotcanonproductions.com.